Chapter 5, Christmas Future. Christmas Future might be aptly called the land of what-ifs. The spooky spirit keeps us on a roller coaster between the high hopes of great and wonderful things and the sudden drops that occur with the thoughts of disaster waiting just ahead. Adrenaline floods our bodies and the dreams can quickly turn into nightmares. My father once observed that people kept telling him things that the things he worried about would never happen. So he said jokingly, "I try to worry about everything I can, so they won't happen." Why do we worry about the future? Usually because we're dragging around some knowledge of evil from our past or our present. I once noticed that even as I was giving a good report in my present, I had nagging worries about my future. It was like background noise. I was able to cover it over with activities or sleep, but sometimes the spooky spirit of Christmas Future would sneak in and grab the microphone. As I was praying about this problem one day, the Lord said, "You know, Carolyn, there's a difference in whistling in the dark and getting rid of the dark by turning on my light." Good point. Jesus told us to take no thought of tomorrow, but he referenced that advice to worries. What is the Holy Spirit telling us about the future? He's telling us to anticipate it. Look forward to life everlasting. He's reminding us of the words of Jesus. John 14:1-3 records, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. For now," as 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "for now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." How do we integrate the person we once were with the person we now are, with the person we hope to become in Jesus? Well, Paul said it best when he said, as recorded in Philippians 3:13-14, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." The gift of Christmas Future is the joy of anticipation. Look up. You are reading or listening to this book for a reason. The bright and morning star is about to illuminate an exciting journey for you.